early springtime after their tea, through the young fields of the springing bohea, Jemima, Jocasta, Dinah, and Deb walked with their father, Sir Joshua Jebb, an admiral red, whose only notion, a butterfly poised on the pig-tailed ocean, is of the perruqued sea whose swell breaks on the flowerless rocks of hell. Under the thin trees, Deb and Dinah, Jemima, Jocasta, walked, and finer their black hair seemed flat sleek to see than the young leaves of the springing bohea. Their cheeks were like nutmeg flowers when swells the rain into foolish silver bells. They said, if the door you would only slam, or if, Papa, you would once say damn, instead of merely roaring avast or boldly invoking the past, we should now stand in the street of hell, watching siesta shutters that fell with a noise like amber softly sliding, or moonlight lances through these gliding, would see at her table preened and set, Merina sitting at her toilette, with eyelids closed as soft as the breeze that flows from gold flowers on the incense trees. The admiral said you could never call. I assure you it would not do at all. She gets down from table without saying please, forgets her prayers and to cross her T's. In short, her scandalous reputation has shocked the whole of the hellish nation, and every turd in chinoiserie with whom we should sip our black bohea would stretch out her Scythian fingers to scratch you, my dears, like a mandolin. For hell is just as properly proper as Greenwich, or as Bath or Joppa.